Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. There are many revered Black authors in American literature. Toni Morrison, Maya Angelou, and Langston Hughes, to name just a few. Their work is often centered in the Black American experience, which can often be defined by oppression. Milwaukeean Setonia Weston Roy wanted to read more books that featured Black narratives, but didn't focus on overcoming or dealing with oppression. And she knew she wasn't alone. So she created Niche Book Bar, a mobile bookstore that features Black authors and genres that run the gamut, from speculative fiction to nonfiction biographies. She joins me now to talk about it. Setonia, thank you so much for being here on Lake Effect.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
So tell me a bit about the inspiration for the Niche Book Bar.
Well, it actually started as sort of a passing thought. I was settled in for the night with a glass of wine and a book. And I tweeted this, actually, this was like 2016, that I wished there was a place where you could get a book and a glass of wine. And that was sort of the foundation, if you will, for a niche. And then the rest of it, I kind of feel like, was a bit of a lifetime in the making, because I'd always felt like something was missing from books and the books I was reading, but it wasn't really until I was about, you know, around that time when I was thinking of this idea that I was able to put a name to it. So I was looking for more representation outside of books that were based in trauma.
And when you say more representation, do you mean specifically inside of Black literature or mainstream Black literature?
In Black literature, often it's only during February you'll see something, and it's usually Jim Crow, slavery, and poverty narratives that are usually put out on the shelves for that month of February.
Yeah. For you and your specific journey, how did you get out from that bubble? How did you begin to find more Black literature that didn't center those kinds of narratives?
A lot of it was going to my local library. First, I kind of started with who I knew, and that was Toni Morrison. So she's not really outside of that narrative in a way. She's one of my favorite authors, but she's definitely not outside that narrative. I think the very first book I heard of really was Children of Blood and Bone, but I wanted a bit more. I know that was more young adult, so I wanted to focus on maybe older adult literature. And then I found Octavia Butler through that search, which is, you know, you would think I would have heard of Octavia first because she is a more well-known sci-fi and speculative fiction author. But I really hadn't heard of her until I went out looking.
Now, for people who might not be familiar with Octavia Butler, can you talk a bit about her work?
Right, yeah. So she has books, some titles that are well-known, Parable of the Sower, Kindred, the Xenogenesis series. So a lot of her books are very speculative, often based in sci-fi sort of topic. She also has Fledgling, which was a vampire narrative. So pretty much everything she does is just like speculative fiction.
When it comes to the different themes that are explored in the kind of books that you have at Niche Book Bar, how do they differ from those more mainstream Black narratives that are, to some extent, curated for white readers?
Well, you are going to still find some of the things that you'll usually find, because I want to not cut those narratives out, because I do still think they are important. It's just a matter of providing the full spectrum of Black literature. So in addition to those, you'll also find the fantasy, sci-fi, self-help, motivation, you know, a little bit of every topic, you know, mystery, not just the race and culture and pain.
And why do you think it's important to explore these other topics? It might seem self-evident, but why do you think it's important?
I think it's important because it's not healthy, I don't think, for people to only see themselves reflected through pain. I know as a child, I specifically, even though I wasn't able to put that into words at the time, I remember reading Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry really vividly. And I remember how that affected me when I connected to the main character, but just the fact that she was in this position of pain and she really couldn't do much about it and people were unfair, that really made me feel awful at the end of it. Even if she had her triumphs throughout the book, I think I wanted more of the, you know, Anne of Green Gables, you know, the unlikely hero stories or the smart characters. And I think it's really harmful for children and adults to only see themselves in narratives that don't show them as fully human, you know, that experience love, experience, you know, adventure. So that's why I think it's important.
Yeah. Of course, one of the very unique things about Niche Book Bar is the fact that it's mobile. Why did you decide to make it mobile?
Well, that was actually, I think COVID decided that for me. I was working and am working towards a brick and mortar bookstore. But as it became evident that we were going to be stuck in the house a little bit longer than originally thought, I had the next thought of, okay, well, how do I pivot from here? What do I do next? Because I still want to start introducing Niche. How do I do that? So my first thought was a van. And then I was like, I don't think I have the funds to do a van. So then I was like, a bike. And then my immediate thought was like, no, that's silly. That doesn't make any sense. How can you fit books on a bike? And then I think I was in the Bayview area, and I saw a guy on an ice cream bike. And it wasn't like one of those fancy ones. It was like he probably did it himself with a cooler. And I think that's when that bell went off, or the light bulb went off, where, oh, if he can fit a whole cooler onto a bike, I think I can figure out how to rig a bookshelf on a bike.
I think I know the man you mean. He goes by my house all the time.
Oh, maybe I didn't check for any branding or a name, but thank you.
Yeah. Are there benefits to being mobile?
I think so. I definitely won't stop the book bike when I have the brick and mortar. I really liked how I'm able to bring the books to people. I also would do story time in the park. So that was kind of nice. You know, no one had to stuff in the building. They could still choose to run around the playground, but they could also come in and get books, you know, if I had books donated that week, or join along in the story. I got to see people who were able to browse through the books just as they went about their day, you know, whether I was in a park or a festival or a little market. I think bringing books to people is still really valuable.
What are your plans for the winter? As we get into much colder months, of course, it's going to be more difficult to ride your bike, but there are still ways to navigate that.
Yes, I had planned to do pop-ups, but just, you know, with the cases going up and people saying, you know, with the cold, it might become a little bit more difficult to have a sort of pop-up version of this. Then my thoughts is to switch to private events. I do have something set up now where I'm bringing books weekly into the same group of kids and reading to them. I am planning on doing a subscription box at some point. So I don't want to say any definites. I have them all in mind, but I don't want to say any definites until they are written in stone.
Yeah, naturally. So getting back to kind of the central theme of Niche Book Bar, when we're talking about visibility of Black literature, which you just talked about this with the mobility of the book Bike. This has really increased visibility, at least in our community. What does that mean, not just for creators, but for audiences?
I think that it can mean a lot of different things for different people. I think for some, something that I've noticed a lot is that a lot of people hadn't put that same thought they'd been feeling into words, and this helped them bring it into words. So I think that's really important. You know, I couldn't put my finger on what I didn't like about reading, and now I understand. Now I understand what was missing from my experience. So I've had a few people and talks with people about that. I think it's important because now people have more items that reflect them. I think kids don't always want to learn about maybe historical figures or pain either. You know, sometimes they just want to read books about a kid being quirky in themselves. So I think it can mean a lot of different things to different people.
Well, Cetonia, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Well, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Cetonia Weston-Roy is the owner of Niche Book Bar, a mobile bookstore that features Black authors and narratives.